And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville Little League Park here in Lawrenceville, Illinois. I'm Steve Anderson. Welcome to Lawrenceville Little League Opening Day as we continue a tradition of broadcasting this event from Lawrenceville Little League Park, kicking off the 2019 season. Without further ado, let's go down to the field level here at Lawrenceville Little League Park to our Master of Ceremonies. That's Paul Jennings.
Good morning, baseball fans, and welcome to the of Little League season here in Lawrenceville. Today is what the boys and girls in Major League, Minor League, and T-ball have been waiting for. Today, we play baseball after weeks of practice and preparation. At this time, I would like to introduce the officers of the Little League program. First and foremost, the man who keeps the entire Little League program up and running, President Bob Johnson. Give it up. Along with Vice President of the League, Drew Devonshire, Vice President of the Minor League, Graham Gear. Let's hear it for them. And now, how about a look at our teams who stand before you on the diamond? Our T-ball teams. Here is State Bank with Jake Decker, Tyler Oaks, and Lindsey Decker. Parrots with Coach Zane Parrott. Let's hear it for them. And next, the Little Learners Child Care Center, coached by Matt and Whisper Schick and Nicole Locke. Next up is Tracy Electric with coaches Josh and Sarah Harlan. There they are. You guys can give a ball cap wave if you want, players. Next up, Rice Realty with coaches Molly Boo and Tyler Parrott. Hamilton Flooring, coaches Jennifer and Punk May and Julie Brown. And finally, the Elks. The Elks are coached by Jason Riggs and Tyler Beasy. And now let's move on to the minor league teams, starting with Rotary, coached by Taylor Beasy and Amanda Lewis. Bossos, coached by BJ McCammon and Graham Gear. Next up is Steffi, coaches Jen Jo Rodriguez and Brady Rice. Next up is Pargin Retirement Planning, coaches Josh and Lacey Thornton, George and Brooke Mullins. And finally, here is Casey State Bank, coached by Jesse Ray Emmett, Jordan Brown, Matt Rowland, and Matt Crew. There are your minor league teams. Give it up for all of them. And now finally, our major league teams. Here they are. Here is Citizens National Bank of Albion, coached by Johnny Cooper and Cassie Hunt. Vets, coaches Drew Devonshire, Logan Jones, and Josh Carey. And the Moose, coach Josh and Ellie Winningham, the Moose. And finally, rounding out the roster, State Farm, coached by Jimmy Wimberly and Cody Wimberly. There are your major league teams. Give it up. And now at this time, we would like to thank all of the local organizations and businesses that sponsor our teams. Without their help, Little League in Lawrenceville, as we know it, would not exist. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. They donated first aid kits, ice packs, and inspected the AED for this season. A heartfelt thank you to LCMH for all of your support. Let's hear it for the hospital. We would also especially like to thank the Elks Lodge for donating their time and their food as they do every year. Let's give it up for the Elks. Also, we would like to acknowledge Walmart for donating the donuts for the kids and the coaches. We would also like to thank Jack Campbell and Dave Helderman and all the crew from the city. Please take a moment and notice that our field and equipment is in excellent working order, and that is only because of a whole crew of coaches, dads, grandpas, and just anyone who cares about our program. Let's hear it for them. We would also like to thank Pargin Retirement Planning Group and Alfonso's for allowing us to use their establishments as a drop-off and pickup station. Also, Waco Radio, we would like to express our gratitude to Steve Anderson, the whole crew at Waco, for the live broadcast of today's proceedings. Through Waco's efforts, those who can't be here today are enjoying the ceremony. Let's hear it for Waco Radio. Many others volunteer to take their time to make this Little League of Lawrenceville what it is today. To all of them, we say thank you. And finally, we would greatly like to thank Sweet Tees for taking care of the uniforms this year. Sweet Tees. And now, if we could have Aiden Winningham come up and recite the Little League Pledge.
I love my country and I respect its laws. I will play fair and strive to win, but win or lose, I will always do my best.
Excellent. Let's hear it for Aiden. And now, to recite that poem, just a little boy, here is Dylan Darnell.
He stands at the plate with his heart pounding fast. The bases are loaded, the die has been cast. Mom and Dad cannot help him, he stands all alone. A hit at this moment would send his team home. The ball meets the plate, he swings and he misses. There's a groan from the crowd, with some boos and some hisses. A thoughtless voice cries, strike out the bum. Cheers fill his eyes, the game's no longer fun. So open up your heart and give him a break. For it's moments like this, a man you can make. Please keep this in mind when you hear someone forget, he is just a little boy and not a man yet.
Wise words, that's Dylan Darnell. And now to throw out the opening pitch of the season is Mr. Doug Muir. Doug was a coach for several years. In addition, he was a member of the 1967 All-Star team that won second place in the state tournament. The team that beat Lawrenceville that summer went on to the Little League World Series and got beat by Japan in the final game. Through the years, the Muir family has been a strong supporter of Little League. Let's hear it for Doug Muir. And behind the plate to catch the opening pitch are Doug's great nephews, Breck and Ollie Devonshire. They will be catching the first pitch. Let's hear it for them. One final reminder, pictures will be at the northeast side of the pavilion behind the visitors' bleachers. And now those words that we've been waiting all spring to hear. Play ball! And ladies and gentlemen, if you could please rise, remove all hats for the playing of our national anthem. There's your opening ceremonies. Let's give the boys one more hand, the boys and girls, and let's wish them a safe and fun season.
All right, Paul Jennings, our master of ceremonies here at the Lawrenceville Little League Field as the Little League season gets set to kick off. Again, I'm Steve Anderson. Glad you're with us. This Lawrenceville Little League broadcast is brought your way by Mattress by Appointment, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Rutgers Candy, First Choice Electrical Service, LLC, and Shelter Insurance, Christian Steiner. Lawrenceville Little League beginning its season today. They will have some games at around 10:30 this morning here on this diamond and also at the minor league diamond as well here at Lawrenceville City Park. A great day for baseball. Come on out and support the squads. And again, we'd like to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast possible of a WAKO tradition, the Lawrenceville Little League opening day. Thanks also to our engineer back at the Waco studios. That's been Armin Hawkins. And again, thanks to you for listening. Again, it's Lawrenceville Little League opening day here at Lawrenceville. I'm Steve Anderson reporting from Lawrenceville Little League Park.